All right, y'all, hold your horses. We're about to start the episode, but first, it is disclaimer time. If you are under the age of 18, you need to turn this shit off right now. Don't think about it. Just turn it off, okay? Everything in this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. That is not you if you're under the age of 18. Go tell your parents that you made some poor choices and find a different podcast to listen to. Now, if you're over the age of 18 and you've got an open mind, you're probably going to enjoy this. If you don't have an open mind, if you're over the age of 18, what other boxes need to be checked? I don't know, some. You might not like this. Or you might learn something. Hell, stick around. We'll see what happens. All right, let's get to it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. Welcome in if this is your first time here. I'm really glad you're with us. My name is Cody, and it's just me today. Let's get started by kind of diving into that. Some stuff happened. I'm not going to go too far into it, but unfortunately, Heather and Chris ended their relationship. Out of solidarity with my wife, I'm kind of taking over the podcast for just this episode. We will get more into the future of the podcast shortly, but just know that this one needed to happen. Like I said, we've got a lot to talk about today. The first thing I want to talk about is honesty in your relationships. Now, keep in mind, not everything that I'm going to talk about today has anything to do with what happened with Heather and Chris. Like I said, I am going to let her explain that and let her kind of dive into that whenever the time comes for it. But for right now, I just want to talk about some things, right? So honesty in your relationships is huge, right? There cannot be a relationship without honesty, because a relationship built on lies is not a relationship at all, is it? And this goes to your relationships with your friends and things like that. Now, this is not strictly a lifestyle concept, right? This is a concept that everybody should be able to get behind. None of us like being lied to. None of us like being, you know, feeling like we're being taken advantage of. But that's what, you know, dishonesty does. It shakes us to our foundation. And when that foundation is shaken, then the foundation of your relationship crumbles. So, you know, honesty for me is huge. And I have done it myself. You know, I have lied in the past, and it's something that we constantly learn about, right? We constantly learn about how do I need to handle this situation? Do I need to try to make something up to get out of it, or do I just need to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off? And, you know, every single time, rip the Band-Aid off. Every single time. Honesty is always better than trying to lie to cover something up, even if it's to try to save someone's feelings. You know, whenever the lie is discovered in the future, it's going to become huge. Another thing that we want to be honest about is we want to be honest, like I said, with our friends. And I consider you guys my friends. So one thing that we try not to do is we try not to lie to create content on this podcast. We try not to make anything up. Everything is our true and honest experience. One thing I will tell you is that a few episodes ago, there were some messages shared with Chris that were not actually happened. They weren't real. They never happened. They were made up. And the reasoning was to try to make content for the show. And that is not something that I support at all. I always want to give you guys an honest look into the lifestyle experience and to see what it's really like. And that's not it, right? If I'm presenting you content based off a lie, then I'm presenting you something that's not me, and I don't want to do that. The Roosters don't want to do that, right? And, you know, we've created a brand, and that goes against our brand, because what do we always preach? We always preach honesty all the fucking time. Like, I feel like we beat it into the ground whenever we first started the podcast. You know, honesty, 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 and that is part of our brand. And if I am making anything up, or if we are making anything up to try to make content just to get you guys to listen, then we're not staying true to our brand and staying true to who we are. So that's the honesty portion of this out of the way. Now, we will dive into that more in the future, you know, and there's bigger things that happened. There are deeper wounds that happened. And, you know, I'll be frank, I'm still kind of hurt by it, and I don't really want to address it yet. So whenever I've got my queen with me, whenever we can sit and discuss that with you, then we'll, you know, we'll dive into it. But for now, we're just going to leave it right there. Another thing I want to talk about is what I say at the end of every episode. I say, love yourself because I love you, or because we love you, right? And it's the truth. The reason I say that, though, is because you cannot love somebody else, anybody else, until you figure out how to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, how do you know what love looks like, right? You don't. So you have to find a way to love yourself. And what I mean by that is you have to be comfortable in your own skin. You've got to be comfortable in your own company, right? So when you're by yourself, you have to be able to enjoy yourself. You've got to be able to say, you know, I enjoy my own company. I can entertain myself and I can make myself happy. That's the big thing. I can make myself happy. I know that if, God forbid, something ever happened with me and Heather, I would still find a way to be happy, right? I would still find a way to find silver linings. I would still find a way to find a smile on my face. I would still find a way at the end of the day to be a happy person and to live life to the fullest. If I put all of my happiness on her shoulders, it's not fair to her, right? And it's not fair to me because I am hinging my happiness on somebody else's feelings. You can't do that. That's not how life works. That's not how we as humans are programmed. You're designed, one, to reproduce with as many people as possible. I mean, that's science. It's a fact. Two, you're designed to be able to survive and live on your own. And if you're not happy, you're not living, in my opinion, at least. So find a way to create your own happy. Now, I will say for me, that comes with like hobbies and things like that. You know, you guys know one of my big hobbies is weightlifting. It's going to the gym, right? That's a lot of the place where I find my own happy is at the gym. If I don't go to the gym, my brain gets like 9 different kinds of fucked off. It gets, you know, I get depressed, I get irritated, I get grumpy. And it's all because I'm not going and releasing those endorphins like I need to be doing at least 5 days a week. Your hobby can be anything. You know, playing guitar, collecting stamps, going for walks with your dog. It can be anything you want, but you have to find your own hobby that brings you happiness. And I'm sorry I keep pausing. My throat's a little fucked up, so I will try to do better. But anyways, make yourself happy. Learn how to love yourself, because without that foundation, we're talking a lot about foundations this episode, right? Without that foundation, nothing exists. You can't build upon that, right? So when I say love yourself because we love you, it's true. We do love you, right? And I want you to love yourself, because without that self-love, you can't love anybody else. Those are the two huge points that I wanted to get to today. And this is going to be a short episode. You know, it's just me. Nobody wants to hear me talk for an hour and 45 minutes. So I'm not going to sit here and bore you guys to death. But those are the two big things that I wanted to address, was honesty and self-love, right? Another one that we've beat into the ground is communication. You know, we always say you have to communicate your problems. You have to communicate your boundaries. You have to communicate this and communicate that, right? You have to own that. You have to really, really do it. And, you know, one thing about that is you also have to be willing to listen and accept when things aren't necessarily going to go your way, right? Especially in a relationship. You know, you can communicate one thing, like, hey, I want this, I don't want this, right? You can communicate that all you want to, but the other party is their own person, right? They have their own wants, their own needs, their own desires. So if you don't want this thing and they do want that thing, they have to have that thing, or they've made plans to go do that thing and you don't want to go, that's on you. You know, don't go, but don't expect them to suddenly drop everything just to try to appease your wants, right? Especially if they're kind of unfounded and all that. Like I said, not diving into all of that shit. But, you know, Heather said it a few times, part of communication is listening. And another part is being prepared to not get exactly what you want. That's just part of life. We don't always get what we want. If we did, I would be living on an island right now, not having to work every day and, just be getting drunk off Corona and having a good time. Unfortunately, that's not the way the world works, right? It's not the way life works. And that applies to every aspect of life. So, just when communicating these things, just be ready to accept that it might not go the way that you want it to. And that's okay. Whenever those things happen, we learn from them. We learn a lot about what the other person is thinking. We learn a lot about what the other person wants. And then we can build off of that, right? Building and foundations. Communication is the foundation for honesty, is the foundation for a relationship. So there we go. Now, let's talk about what this podcast is going to look like in the future. I have talked to Heather, and we have made the decision that we are not going to let the roosters die. This has become too much of a thing. It's become too much a part of our identity to let it go anywhere. And, you know, originally, this podcast was going to be just announcing the death of the roosters, and neither one of us want to see that happen. We want this to continue. We want to continue to educate people. We want to continue to help people as much as we can. And we want to continue to make people smile and make people laugh. And that's the whole reason we're here. So we're not going to let one bump in the road deter us from that. So Heather and I are going to continue the podcast. She will be the other half of the Rigid Roosters, just like she's my other half. And we will continue putting out content. After this episode, there's going to be probably a 2 to 3 week break where you're not going to hear anything from us. All that is us doing some redesigns, some new logos, some new entry music, some new warnings like you hear at the beginning, and all of this stuff. We're going to completely redesign everything. We're also going to redesign how we approach this podcast, right? Instead of it just being kind of free form, like I'm right now, everything, every bit of this is coming off the top of my head, and it's jumbled, it's a little bit ranting, and it's quick, right? It's I feel like I'm talking super fast. We're 10 minutes into this, and I've already gone through almost everything I wanted to go through. So we are going to create more of a structure. We are going to have more of a plan going into each episode about what each episode is going to be about. And we're going to be able to deliver you guys a lot more quality content that way. So like I said, just to sum up, she's going to be the new co-host of the Rigid Roosters, and we are super, super excited. I love doing podcast episodes with her, and I can't wait until, you know, she's the one sitting beside me and we're diving into this stuff as husband and wife. I also think it's going to leave you or give you guys a really unique perspective on the lifestyle, not necessarily as two guys in this, but as a husband and a wife. You get the female and male perspective on how this works, right? And it's going to be a lot more educational and a lot more entertaining that way. So brief pause for redesigns, like I said, probably 2, maybe 3 weeks. And then basically what I'm planning on is whenever I get back home, because I'm currently in North Dakota, whenever I get back home, we will dive headfirst into making new content for you guys. And then after that, we're going to try not to miss a single week. You're going to hear from us every single week. You're going to learn something about us. You're going to learn something about the lifestyle. You're going to learn something about yourselves every single week. And that is something that we are really going to strive for. We don't make any money off of this yet, but I figure if we keep putting out quality content for you guys and something that everybody enjoys listening to, then, you know, who's to know what's going to happen from this. So we're going to regroup and come back at this a lot stronger than what we were. So I look forward to having you guys. I hope that you will stick around. If you're still listening to these episodes, then, you know, you've stuck around this long, and I do appreciate that. I really, really do. Me and Heather both do. And, you know, just don't give up on us yet. We will be back. We will be stronger than ever. And I look forward to showing you guys the new Rigid Roosters. With that, I just want to say, like I always do, love yourselves because I love you. And it's true. I do. I love every single one of you. I will talk to you in a few weeks. Y'all have a good one. Try to stay out of trouble. And we'll talk to you later.